Earlier today, a tragedy of unspeakable terms played itself out in this community. Lieutenant Governor and I have been spoken to in an attempt that we might be prepared for something like this playing itself out in our state. You can never be prepared for this kind of incident. What has happened and what has transpired at that school building will leave a mark on this community and every family impacted. I only ask that all of our fellow citizens here in the United States and around the world who have already offered their assistance remember all of the victims in their prayers. To all of you on the media, we will do our best to keep you as informed as we can. After I'm done speaking, a representative of the state police will speak to you and give you some additional information. Earlier today, a number of our citizens, beautiful children, had their life taken away from them, as well as adults whose responsibility it was to educate and supervise those children. The perpetrator of the crime is dead, as is an individual who the perpetrator lived with. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Paul Vance, who will answer or will give you some additional information. And then later in the day, perhaps we'll speak again. Again, I think on behalf of the people of the state of Connecticut, we extend our condolences, as I have at the firehouse, to the parents of these children, as well as the adults that are there. I want to thank the president, who has been on the phone with us today, for his statement released to you a little while ago, as well as the statements he made to me much earlier today, as the hours race by. And with that, I should also say that there are a number of public officials, including the first select woman, who has been on site throughout the day. We have state representatives, state senator, other select people who are here. We have the superintendent of schools who has done wonderful work in helping us get the information necessary to begin the processes that will be ongoing for a number of hours in advance. I want to thank Senator Blumenthal and Senator-elect Murphy for also joining us. With that, I'm going to absent myself. Mr. Vance will come forward and speak to you. Thank you very much.
Hi, good evening. I just would like to restate some of the information that we made available earlier. We'll take some questions, but I must preface my remarks by saying this is an active, ongoing investigation. There is a great deal of work to go, and there is a lot of things we cannot confirm or discuss as of yet. But shortly after 9:30 this morning, Newtown Police Department received a call for help at the Sandy Hook Elementary School here in Newtown. Upon realizing the intensity and the difficulty of the situation, Newtown called for surrounding police departments and state police to respond to assist. Upon arrival of law enforcement officers at the school, they immediately entered the school, as we knew this was an active, potential active shooter situation. Their focus was to search for students, faculty, and staff, and remove them to a safe area outside of the school. They did search every nook and cranny, every room, and every portion of that school and accomplished that task. They took the rescued to a staging area to reunite them with family members. As has been reported, there were fatalities. There were 18 children that were pronounced dead at the school. There were two that were transported to area hospitals and pronounced dead at area hospitals. And there were six adults pronounced dead at the scene at the school. As the governor's reported, the shooter is deceased in the school. There's a great deal of work going on relative to that. That's the reason we have not identified him as of yet. And by that, I mean search warrants, examination of areas of residence, employment, and any ancillary things that may be attached to the identity and to that individual. The scene has been secured. Newtown police officers, state police major crime units from both Western District and Central District have responded and are working with several agencies to process the scene. It is not a simplistic scene, as you can certainly understand. We need to establish identity. We need to document the entire scene. And simply stated, we need to answer every single question surrounding exactly how and why this incident occurred. As the governor said, we will be here through the night, certainly through the weekend, and we're not even putting a time stamp on this as to when we will complete this project. We'll work with the medical examiner's office. We have to establish positive identification. And again, there's a great deal of work that needs to be done here at this school. And we'll take some very, again, very brief questions, but I understand that this is an active, ongoing case, and there are many things that we cannot and will not discuss at this time. Yes, sir.
We're told that there are two other crime scenes, including the suspect's father's home in New Jersey and his mother's home here in Newtown.
There is a secondary crime scene here in Newtown. That is, in fact, correct. There is an adult deceased at that location. I can't discuss any further information on that at this time. There is assistance being lended to us by New Jersey. I don't have the details on that, so I can't answer that. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Okay, I can simply state that the information that we have right now that we want to publicize is that the shootings did take place in one section of the school in two rooms. Okay, one section in two rooms. That's as much as we want to go in right now as far as location. Our personnel are documenting that entire scene, and we'll have literally everything mapped out in the final report and final information. We'll present the answers to those questions. But right now, I don't have any more detail than that, okay? You had a question, sir. Someone? Right now, there is one shooter, but again, we're still looking at every ancillary fact and circumstance related to the deceased shooter at the scene. Yes, sir. No, I don't have that information. I'm sorry. To be determined, I don't have the answer to that question either. The next step will be the medical examiner's office will certainly assist us in answering a lot of those questions, the manner and cause of death of all of the deceased. That's it. 26 deceased. One injury. One person was injured. Yes. I'm sorry? They were in one section or one area of the school. That's the best I can do on that answer. I don't know specifically how many rooms were involved. I was told that there were two, but in one section of the school building. Everyone was in that same section of the building. Not to be determined, sir. A section of the building is as far as we want to go. We did not. We did not. That's to be determined once the postmortem examinations are complete.
Does 26 include the shooter as well?
I'm sorry?
Does 26 include the shooter?
20 children, six adults, and the shooter.
So
27 total. That's correct.
So 20 children
and the one at the house.
That is just at the school.
That's correct. That's at the school itself. And then there's one more that we just said at a secondary crime scene. There's a deceased adult at the secondary crime scene. Yes, ma'am. To be determined. That's really something that our investigators are going to have to look at thoroughly and completely, and that'll take some time to try and answer that question. We haven't established any of that, ma'am. We have not made any positive identifications. We're working on that. There's some preliminary identifications been made, but we have, as I said, a great deal of work. That's one thing we have to do is establish positive identification on all the deceased, and that's a time-consuming process.
Lieutenant, do we know the ages of the victims? The ages, the range, the age range?
I don't. No, I don't. This is a K-4 elementary school.
Okay. When police went into the school, were there still shots being fired at that time?
That I don't know. I don't know the time sequence, and that'll be something that we will provide you. What I'd like to do is, no, we did not. What I'd like to do then is tell you that this is a briefing. We'll be back in 60 minutes. Myself and Lieutenant from Newtown will be back in 60 minutes. We'll see if there's any more detail. I've got some of the questions that you've posed. I'll see if I can get some more answers to provide you with information. And that will be just about 4:45. I don't know.
And it's 20 children, 6 adults, and the shooter. Is that correct?
20 children, 6 adults in the facility, plus the shooter, that's 27, and then a secondary scene with an additional adult victim at that secondary scene. Okay? Okay.
You said quarter to five?
Yeah, about 20 of quarter to five will be.
Do you have an age range on the children?
I do not.
One thing
I would like to say is that we've been meeting with all of the family members. It's a very, very difficult scene for the family members, for all the responding first responders. It's a tragedy. It's a tragic scene. We've been asked by the family members to ask the members of the press to respect their privacy and to please leave them alone at this time. They're going through a tremendous amount of grief, which I'm sure you can appreciate. So I've been asked to ask you that personally by the family members, all right? I'll be back in 60 minutes with Lieutenant. We'll answer any additional questions we can.
Quick